Let me just say, first and foremost, Happy New Year, you guys. Man, it is awesome. We are officially in 2024. I mean, we're 12 days into it, actually, so I do apologize. I should have had the New Year Day episode, you know, blah, blah. But episode 54 of the Rich Thayer Show coming at you right now. And I figured a good one to kick off the new year is just, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about what I learned last year and the pivots I'm making. And this one's going to be more fitness oriented. It's going to be a super quick one, but I just wanted to share a few things with you guys that I learned and kind of, like I said, the direction I'm going. And first and foremost, a token of appreciation and gratitude to each and every one of you absolute savages who take the time out of your busy day to just download this and subscribe and leave me a review, because I do appreciate it so much, man. I know everybody's got shit they're trying to accomplish, and yeah, your time, the most precious commodity we all have, and you guys just choose to share a little bit with me, man. I appreciate it. I love you guys so much, dude. I can't thank you enough. And so second, you know, please feel free to go over to iTunes or Spotify, leave me a review, subscribe, share this son of a gun, and you can head over to patreon.podbean.com and pledge a few bucks every month to the show. Like I said, one of my resolutions or goals for this year is to start blogging on my website. I'll get into that here in just a minute, okay? But a few episodes back, you guys all know, I'm pretty sure, that I had been selling on Amazon for about 15 months, since 2021 into 2022, 2023. And then I just realized that wasn't for me. My wife was kept telling me, like, look, you're into fitness and personal development and you're naturally charismatic. That's the direction you need to go. That's what you can see your energy visibly raise when you do that stuff. So I was like, you know, you're right. And it literally, I decided to pull the trigger like October, November of 2023. And so I am transitioning back into growing an online fitness and accountability coaching program. So that is where I am trying to go. Not trying, I am going to go this year. All right. And so I don't know how many of you tuning in right now are into fitness, or if you're trying to make a change. So my program is going to be primarily focused on men right now, because I mean, I'm a man, I can relate, and I know what they went through, you know, because I used to be very heavy set, and I know how those struggles go with, one, having hormones that are out of whack, and not knowing what to do in the gym, and not knowing anything about nutrition or macros, or just where to start, and that sense of overwhelm, dude. It can be debilitating, and it can keep you just frozen at the starting line. And so, you know, once I had that talk with my wife and it just clicked, and you know, I've been working with a guy, Eddie, I've mentioned him on the podcast, and you know, he's got down from 400 pounds to 240. And I tell you that just to be a part of that, to have any type of input that positively impacted that dude, you guys, I can't even put that into words how much that means to me. Just to witness somebody show that much tenacity, that much drive, determination, go through multiple surgeries, and still make that progress. And I want to expand on that. I want to grow that. I want to help more people. I look at it, it is kind of a selfish need for myself, because I feel like sometimes I feel like I get more fulfillment out of that than they do, but you know, it's reciprocal, I'm pretty sure. But so that's the direction I want to go, you guys. Primary focus, I'm 46, I'll be 47 this year. So I've talked to several people. I was just gonna focus on men over 40, because a lot of the guys, especially in the industry I'm in, a lot of them over 40, man, they're just like, dude, I'm giving up. I have no idea where to start. I'm overwhelmed. This is just, I've accepted that this is as good as it's gonna get. And I'm calling bullshit on it, and I wanna help people. So see that coming. Follow me on Instagram. It's just @rich_thayer if you guys want. And if anybody out here is listening and you fit that criteria where you don't know what to do, man, shoot me a direct message on Instagram or on Facebook. I'm Rich Thayer over there. Not hard to find. And dude, let's talk. I am 100% committed to growing something that's going to impact others, man. That's what I want to do with my life. And it just, every time I talk about it, man, I feel my level of energy expand, man. It's a cool feeling. And I hope each and every one of you guys listening to this finds something that lights you up like that. So yeah, that's my primary kind of breakthrough that I had this year, is that, man, you're not using your potential to the best of your ability. And for the longest time, I was just kind of, you know, just kind of shrugging it off. I would talk all day to people about working out, about macros and blah, blah, blah. And then I would go back to try to make the Amazon thing work. And it's weird, man. It's weird how certain things have to happen before you can have these breakthroughs, man. But it's super cool. And I feel like that's part of the process. That's the way it's supposed to go. So you appreciate those breakthroughs more and you don't squander those opportunities. You know what I mean? And sometimes you don't see them. And you'll be lucky enough that they circle back around and keep tapping you in the fucking big old thick skull. So pay attention, you guys, damn it. So, like I said, that's my primary one right there. First and foremost, guys, I've been reading or listening to a lot of audiobooks, but I've also been falling short because I haven't been implementing them as much as I should, like business books, things like that. So I'm going to try to be more proactive this year as far as action taking and implementation goes, as far as the books I read. Because it's one thing to say you're listening to Think and Grow Rich or Man's Search for Meaning or all that stuff, but then if you just go back, if you don't use any of that knowledge or retain any of that, then what good was it really? You know what I mean? So I'm trying to go back through all these books and really take some really high level, like the main key point takeaways that I can implement, and then expand upon those. And then I'm before I go and buy a bunch more books, I don't want to buy 100 more audiobooks this year and start one and then skip to another one. I want to go back through my library on my phone, and because I've probably got, no shit, I probably got 100 books between audio, Audible, and iBooks on my phone, and it's great, and they're all personal development, but I need to go back through them, because you know, you listen to, you put one in and you tune out for long, you haven't retained any of it. So that's one thing that I'm committed to this year as well. Another thing, I had a gentleman who's listening to the show, Mr. Messer, if you're listening to this, I love you, buddy. And he actually asked me about one, this is so cool. It's very touching that people are not only tuning in and subscribing to the show, that's one thing, but they're listening to it and they're retaining it. See, ties back into my previous point. Oh, Rich, you're so fucking smart. Anyways, Mark asked me if there's a catalog of any of these, like a blog, where I touch base, like this will be episode 54. So like, hey, episode 54 show notes or a little blog about it. And that place does exist, but I have not capitalized on that yet. And it is at therichthayershow.com. I've got my podcast or website over there, and I'm going to start blogging about the shows and about things that are happening and the whole accountability portion of it. You guys can leave comments or suggestions, things like that over there too. I've got to tweak it a little bit. And once again, this is all part of the reason I asked for pledges, because you know, I pay out of pocket for the editing on all that stuff and the growth. So, but it is cool, man, that people are actually giving me some good constructive feedback, and they're paying attention, man. It's a good feeling to think about. One, if I never would have started doing this, just you know, recording my thoughts and the things that I come across and learn, and hadn't done that for what is now 54 episodes, you know, I'm getting some really good feedback. And so if I continue this for the next few years, there's no telling where it could go. And the same goes for you out there. If you're sitting on the fence wondering if this is your year, I'm telling you, yes, it is. You should fucking take the chance. Okay? So I'll get back to that here in a minute. Along the same lines of the podcast avenues that I'm going down, I've already locked in a few guests. And last year, the thing that was just kind of terrifying me was that I was afraid that, or I was worried that if I brought guests on right now, I felt that, especially some of the guests that have agreed to come on the show, they've got pretty big following, they're pretty successful entrepreneurs, co-workers, things like that. And I just felt, I had imposter syndrome. I was like, yeah, I've got a show, but I don't really have a big enough audience to serve them properly, to give them the platform to spread their message. But I also realized just this year, just recently, that like, you know, even I'm getting like 30, 40 downloads a day now, which is fucking cool, dude. So if the person that I bring on has a message that touches them and those guys start to share it, then also is another act of selfishness on my part if I don't bring them on. So that's another thing I'm putting out there this year. I'm gonna start bringing some guests on. Hopefully as early as like next month, I'll have one. I'll get them locked in. But for me, it's been like the learning process, dude. It's just like, how do you record the Zoom call? How do you do shit like that? Blah, blah, blah. But once again, it's all kind of a bullshit excuse, really. We got to start doing the things that move the needle regardless. Okay, so those are a couple of the big ones, right? So just to reiterate, you guys, if you're interested in fitness, if you're interested, if you're finding yourself a bit out of shape, you're getting up there, you just don't know where to go, shoot me a DM, man. Like I said, I'm going to start taking on clients to help them out, just to, you know, in my experience, most people don't want to walk around at 4% body fat. It's just, I'm telling you, I've prepped for bodybuilding competitions and stuff, and it's just, it's not comfortable. It's not sustainable. But I will tell you, like, in the field I'm in, most guys, like I said, they just want to lose a little bit of weight. They want to look better for their spouse. They want to be in better shape to, like, chase their kids around. They just want to lose a few pounds, man. They just want to get back to their high school body, maybe. And I can help with that. You know, I can fucking help with that. We can get it dialed in, man. We'll have a good time doing it. And it's work. It's hard work. You're going to bust your ass. But it should be that way. Because then you appreciate it that much more when you do achieve it. Because it's one thing to just, it's so hard to physically change your body. And nobody else is doing that work except you, right? And that's a testament to your discipline and your hard work that you're putting in. When you physically change your body composition, man, it's so cool. And I have so much respect for people that actually have the wherewithal to go through with it, man. It's very cool, man. And it's even cooler to be even a small part of that when you see somebody making progress because of the coaching that you've given them, man. It's a good feeling. And like I said, if you guys got suggestions for the podcast, things like that, audiobooks, personal development type stuff, man, and shoot me some comments, man. I want to hear what your guys' goals, ambitions, resolutions, whatever you want to label it as, man. What were you sitting on your hands on in 2023 that you kept talking yourself out of doing? Because you're worried about the opinions of someone else, right? You're worried about what a coworker at the fucking water cooler is going to say if he reads that post on social media. And so you didn't do it. And so the person that needed to read that post to pivot the direction of their life didn't fucking get the message, right? That shit's not going to happen this year, you guys. You're going to take the action. You're going to sack up. And you're going to do whatever it is that whisper inside of your head, in your soul, is telling you to do. That tiny little whisper, you need to fucking listen to it, all right? I know I'm going a little bit dad mode on you right now, but damn it, it's because I care, and I've done the same shit, and I'll probably do it again this year, but for the most part, I'm going to try to practice a lot more self-awareness and take initiative and take massive action on the things I know I need to be doing to move that needle. You guys should be doing it too, man. So let's see, what else was there? There was something else I was thinking about. I think that's the big things, you guys. Oh yeah. This is what I wanted to talk about. As far as the fitness goes, man. So I think what's stopping a lot of people right now is with this, there's so much personal development stuff happening. I'm going to keep this quick, so I'm going to get the hell to bed here shortly. But there's so many options out here now where it's like you go on Instagram or on Facebook and, you know, there's the whole morning routine stuff, which I'm a very big advocate for. I love getting to the gym in the morning. I'm doing this thing right now where I go walk the parking lot before I go into summer workout, and I verbalize my gratitude for the day. And it's just things like I'm grateful for my wife, for my daughters, for my physical body, for my ability to pursue more and, you know, self-awareness for personal growth, things like that, man. I verbalize it so I can hear myself saying it and putting it out there to the universe. So that's one thing. But like, dude, I don't have time every day to get up, because you hear people and they get up and they're doing yoga, they're meditating, they're doing breath work, they're doing cold plunge, they're doing red light therapy, they're journaling, they're reading 15 pages in a book, they're texting people about gratitude, they're doing all these things, you know, they're doing all these things, and then there's foam rolling, and you know, so you get the message. What I'm trying to come across is that there's so many options that I feel like people are just getting overwhelmed with the unlimited options of what you need to be doing to be your best self, right? When the most of the folks that I talk to, they just need to get in, they need to get moving. So that's body weight exercises, they need information about their diet, they need to know what macros they need to have to achieve some weight loss, to start seeing some improvement. And so the other shit, you can feather that in. But you need to focus on the things right now for your situation that are going to move the needle. And for the majority of the people that I talk to, it is, look, man, I need to lose 10 pounds, dude. I just don't know where to fucking start. But then I'm on a post and I see like, no, I need to be journaling for 20 minutes. Or I need to be stretching for 20 minutes. I need to do yoga. I need to do sun salutations. And so they're like, I don't know what to fucking start with, man. So you need to start by getting active and getting your diet right. And that's where I can help. DM me, fucking hit me up on Facebook, whatever, you guys. This went a little longer than I wanted to, but damn it, man. It's a new year. It's going to be great. I'm pushing for you guys. I want you guys to win so fucking bad, dude. I'm in your corner. I am your biggest fans, you guys, okay? So I want you, dream big dreams. Dream some shit that scares the fuck out of me, man. And let's get after it, okay? Let this be the year that you slap that inner bitch and you listen to that inner voice that's telling you to do those things that you need to do. Because I think you know what those are, all right? All right, you guys, I'm going to sign off with that one. Happy New Year, January 12th, 2024. I'm pumped. I got to go to bed because I got to go to the gym because my wife and I close on our house tomorrow. And we move this weekend. I'm pumped. It's just another step in the progression, you guys. I love you so much, and I'm out. Virtual fist bump. Make sure you go like, comment, subscribe. patreon.podbean.com/richthere. Go put like $1,000 a month in there for me. I love you guys. Just kidding, though. But seriously, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. I love you.
See ya.
Bye.